Through God's love, He has brought me to this church today to share with you the experience of my own life.
神的饶恕，神的爱，永远长处在我们的生命当中。我就是用这个来跟大家分享。
God's love is everlasting in our lives, and that is what I want to share with you today.
所以我今天的题目就是生命的改变与长进。
So the title of my sermon today is The Change and Growth of Life.
那我们想想看，在我们生命改变当中。
So let us think about this. As our lives change,
好，这个改变过去，没有关系，对。首先，我们来想想看，在我们生命当中，有多少神的恩典在我们身上？
So first, let's think about how much blessings do we have in our lives?
那我们看看腓立比书第三章第十节，这里这么说。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. It says,
使我 okay, 鼓励基督 okay, 因为我的眼睛比较不好，所以看比较不清楚 okay, 祷告他复活的大能 okay, 并且 okay, 获得和他一同受苦效法他的死。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
那从这个经文可以让我们看到非常重要的教导。
From this verse, we can see a very important teaching.
那我们看看刚才我们念的经文就过去了，这个还没有跳过去哈。对，对。
There's a bit of a delay with the slides.
我们现在先想想看看生命的改变是怎么一回事。
Let us think about what is the change in life.
你看看蝴蝶，我们很喜欢，很漂亮，对不对
？We like butterflies. They're beautiful.
可是它的生命改变是怎么样？
But how does a butterfly's life transform?
它原来只是一个小毛虫。
It was originally just a little caterpillar.
没人喜欢小毛虫。
People usually don't like caterpillars.
毛毛的、小小的，在那边东爬西爬的。
It's furry, it's small, it just crawls around.
可是它成熟以后，它做个茧，把自己盖起来了。
But as it matures, it becomes a cocoon.
慢慢的，嗨。这小毛虫变了，在茧里头变了。
And then inside the cocoon, the caterpillar changes.
怎么变了？看到茧终于打开来了。
And when the cocoon breaks,
什么出来了
？What comes out?
哈，好像一个蝴蝶从里面出来。
A butterfly comes out.
好漂亮的蝴蝶，有没有看到
？Do you see this beautiful butterfly?
就飞出来了。
It flies out.
你看看，这样的改变是多么可爱，多么喜乐。
Look at this change, how joyful and beloved it is.
请问，你我的生命是不是有这样的改变
？So let me ask, your life and my life, do we have transformations like this?
像小毛虫变成漂亮的蝴蝶，这种非常蜕变的喜乐，不是在我们生命里头吗
？And this caterpillar changing to butterfly, isn't that the joy that is in our life?
来，我们看下一页，我请他帮我点比较容易。来
，Let us look at the next slide.
那我们想想看。这里有个圣经节怎么讲？这个比较，对，谢谢你，看得比较清楚，比较大。
So the screen is bigger, so easier to read.
因为老了，眼视就没有那么好了，变得很快。
So my eyesight is challenged, so this screen is better.
没有，刚才那个经节回来，我们就可以看得到。很抱歉哈。 再跳回去那个经节，好不好？
Let us go back to the previous page.
对，我们有新的生命。
We have a new life.
都高兴。
How joyful!
请问每年元旦的时候，你有没有这么的想？哎呀，为了新年有新的盼望，新的期待。
And every New Year, do you think about I have? Do you think about setting New Year's resolutions?
自己会这么说。
You would say,
这么的励志。
These are the goals that I set.
要成为喜乐又有自信。
To have joy and be self-confident.
要改变自己的身材，不要弯弯曲曲的。
And to improve one's body.
要调养自己脾气，不会到随时脾气爆炸。
To adjust one's temper so that you don't lose your temper all the time.
而且更爱能够疼爱自己的妻子和孩子们。
And to be able to more love more your spouse and your children.
是下一页。那我们看看，当我们努力这样的时候，想要改变自己、调整自己。
When you try hard to change and adjust yourself.
可是多少时候总是事与愿相反。
But how often is it that what we do and the outcome is opposite of our wish?
而且碰到许多的挑战，很引诱，结果挫败，好伤心，因为受到这些的拦阻。
And you encounter many challenges, many trials and temptations, and have many setbacks.
我们就想问，按一下。
So I want to ask.
请按一下。
Can you click to the next page?
我们会问，哪里有什么这种万灵丹可以帮助我？
Is there a panacea that can help us?
在哪里可以找得到呢？
Where can we find it?
要改变这个的秘诀是在哪里呢？
So what is the secret to changing all of this?
让我这个不可能的可以做成可能的改变。
So to change the impossible to possible.
那我们看下一章。对，你看，所以你看，不能改变不是很痛苦吗？
To not be able to do things, isn't that suffering?
无法调整自己，是非什么都搞不懂。
You cannot change yourself. You cannot change what's good or bad.
因为想做善做不到，想要成为是又变成非。
Because you cannot do the good that you want to do, what the yes that you want becomes no.
所以保罗在罗马书这么讲。
So therefore, Paul says in Romans.
立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我啊。
Paul says, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out."
这样的人生多可怜啊！
How pitiful is a life like that?
结果呢？
And in the end,
那种积极的心智就没了。
And then the excitement, the passion dies.
不用改变了，我就是这样了。
Nothing can change. It is just what it is.
好，下一页。你想，那种激励，那种火热心都没有办法了，好无奈，不是吗？
It's hopeless. It feels to have that passion and excitement to die out.
但是圣经腓立比书四章十三节跟我们这么说。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事多能做。感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个教导帮助我们，我们有可以依靠的。
And this teaching helps us so that we can rely on Him.
你看，在腓立比书刚才我们念的第三章十节怎么说？我们再念一遍。
Let us read this verse again.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得他和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Let's read Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 again. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
下一页。对。 所以靠着他的大能，大能是什么意思？原来就是炸药爆炸的意思啊。
So in the original text, the original word of power means dunamis. It means dynamite. It means to blow up, to explode.
对，按一下就炸药爆炸了。你看，我们有复活的大能帮助我们改变。
So we have the power of resurrection to help us to change.
这有三方面很重要的教导，就今天我跟大家要分享的。
And there are three lessons here that are so important that I want to share them with you today.
因为上帝复活的大能，复活的大能，第一可以改变你的过去。
The great power of God's resurrection, it can change your past.
可以让你胜过现在的困难。
It can help you to overcome your difficulties now.
也可以改变你的性情。
And it can change your temperament.
我们就用这三点今天早上一起来学习。
And through on these three points, let us have our sharings today.
赏赐上帝的大能，复活的大能，可以改变你的过去。对，第一点。
The power of God's resurrection can change your past.
这里有个故事，讲一个蒋中这个人，他原来是阿美族的人。
And so there is a singer who is from the minority group of Amis.
对，很会唱歌。
A very good singer.
你们大概没有机会，像我小时候在花莲长大，都很多阿美族。
I grew up in a place called Hualien in Taiwan, and there are many people in the minority group of Amis there.
他会说朋友你好。
They would say, "Friend, how are you?"
用阿美族的话是说，丹老嘎巴好。
And they would say it in their local dialect.
没关系，好的。他蒋中从小时候就很喜欢唱歌，又很会唱歌，那个歌声超赞。
And 蒋中 when he was little, he was very good at singing, and he loves to sing.
就变成一个很有名台湾的歌星。
And he became a very famous singer.
交了好多朋友。
Made many friends.
赚了好多钱。
Made a lot of money.
结果呢，离开族就吃喝嫖赌，什么事儿都干了。
And then he left the Lord, and he eats, he drinks, he gambles, he prostitutes.
结果一天事情发生了，有了喉癌。
And then one day he was diagnosed to have throat cancer.
这个晴天霹雳的消息一到，他不晓得该怎么办，歌不能唱了，钱没有了，怎么办？怎么办？怎么办？很失望。
And this shocking news really shook him because he couldn't sing anymore. There's no more money to be made. What should he do?
好无奈，好无奈，不晓得吗？就想跳楼自杀。
And in his hopeless state, he wanted to commit suicide.
好几次都没有成。
And he tried suicide several times, but did not succeed.
有一天正要下楼，想要再来一次自杀的时候，忽然听到一个声音。
And one day, when he was prepared once again to jump out of a building, to jump off of a building, he heard a voice.
对他说，你为什么要跳楼自杀？
And it said to him, why do you want to commit suicide?
他吓了一跳，愣住了。
And he was startled.
你为什么不回到耶稣那里去呢？
He said, why do you not return to Jesus Christ?
你看，真的把他吓一跳了。
And God shocked him.
因为我们晓得，一个人生的挫折和痛苦，可以让我们看到，在我们的生命里的四个阶段。
Because we know that the difficulties and the sufferings in life can help us to go through four stages.
Yeah, 我们的思想改变我们生命的价值。
Our mind influences and challenges our value systems.
我们生命的价值改变我们对事情的判断。
And our value system changes our judgment.
我们的判断改变了我们的行动。
And our judgment changes our actions.
结果我们的行动变成我们的坏习惯。
And then our actions become our bad habits.
好，下一页，哦，真的，从这里我们看到，来。所以变成这个习惯以后，就变成我们的性情，就最后变成我们的命运，就是如此。
And then after the habit is developed, it becomes our personality and it determines our life.
这里正好像吕代豪牧师这么说。
And just like our pastor, 吕代豪 has said,
你想知道吕代豪是谁吗？
Do you know this pastor, Pastor Liu?
他原来是在台湾中部新竹里面的竹联帮的土匪。
He was a head of, he was a mafia figure in Taiwan.
他和竹联帮的帮主是结拜兄弟。
And he was a very close friend with the head of the mafia.
他什么嫖赌和什么都干。
Any crime you can think of, gambling, prostitute, killing, he has done it.
抢夺、杀人都干。
He committed robbery, he committed murder, he's done all of it.
结果有一天犯了罪被抓去关起来了。
And then one day he was imprisoned.
关了好多年。
And he was in prison for many years.
出来月终于听到福音，生命改变。
And then after he was released from prison, he heard gospel and his life changed.
所以他说，我原来就是啊，就是拔刀促销。
And he said that originally, at the beginning, he would draw his sword from the sheath.
结果被抓去关，就是怎么样，铁窗亡魂。
And then he experienced the death of his spirit behind bars.
感谢信了主，得到救恩，就收刀入鞘。
And then after he was saved, he would put his sword back into the sheath.
主耶稣拯救灵魂。
And Lord Jesus saved his spirit.
他的人生四个阶段就是这个样子。
And that is these are the four stages of his life.
所以我们从这边可以看到。
So we see from this.
在我们许多弟兄姐妹的生命当中。
In the lives of many brothers and sisters.
我们这边不就很多地方就像蒋中牧师，像吕代豪牧师那样吗？
And our lives are like Pastor Jiang, like Pastor Liu.
但是感谢主，因主耶稣的复活的大能改变了生命。
But because of the power of God's resurrection, it changed our lives.
像这种灵的生命进入像炸弹一样的爆炸，改变他们的生命和性情。
And it's just like an explosion. The spirit enters the life and changes it.
过去无论的如何的罪恶、误会、遗憾、悔恨，神的大能都可以改变。
No matter what kind of sin, what kind of regret, what kind of remorse you have in the past, God's power can change that.
这个改变就像撤销掉了，消除掉了，没了。
And this change is like a cancellation. It cleanses it. It's no more.
我们做人是人生过程是不完美，这是真的。
It is true and it is real that life is imperfect.
常常希望说能够重新过来。
And many times we want to start all over.
但想要从头再来没法子。
You cannot start all over.
因为痛苦、忧伤常常在心中这样。
Because the suffering and the remorse continues to be in your heart.
但是悔恨、伤痛能够带到主的面前来。
But if you can bring the suffering and the hurt before Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的宝血会洗净这些污秽，赦免我们的过犯。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse our sin and forgive our sins.
正如哥罗西二章十三节这里说，你们从前在过患和未受隔离的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过患，便叫你们与基督一同活过来啊。
When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Colossians chapter 2 verse 13.
感谢主，耶稣基督在十字架最后的一句话是什么？
What did Lord Jesus say? What was the last thing he said on the cross?
成了。
It is finished.
这是翻译过来，在希伯来原文的意思说，付清了，撤销了。
And in the original Hebrew text, it means that it's been paid off in full.
就是欠的债通通付清了。
That means that the debt has been fully repaid.
所以耶稣说成了，是我们的罪债，他为我们付清了。
And when Lord Jesus said it is finished, he meant that our debt has been fully repaid.
完成了。
It is done.
下一页，你看，所以我们感谢主。
So therefore we thank our Lord.
所以罗马书里面八章一节这么说：如今在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。
So therefore, in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
这是多美好的信息在我们的生命中。
What a beautiful message it is in our life.
所以第一点。神复活的大能可以改变我们的过去。
So the first point, the power of God's resurrection can change our past.
现在第二点，上帝获得大能，让我们胜过我们所每天所碰到的困难。
The power of God's resurrection can overcome our difficulties. That's the second point.
你看，今天看我们这世界的困难有没有？
Today, let's look at the difficulties and hardships in this world.
不但金融上的变化，我们可以看看。
Let's look at the financial crisis.
看气候的变化，环境的变化怎么样？
Let's look at the climate change.
想一想，加州不是一大堆的山着火吗？
Look at the wildfires in California.
从德州一直上北边，不是有很多暴风雨吗？
From Texas onward, there are so many hurricanes.
还有 tornado， 有没有？
And tornadoes.
还有，你看那过去一个礼拜多，你看迈阿密那边大风雪，水积多少，吓死我了。
And look at Miami, look at the storm and how much rainfall they received.
这是只是几个例子来。
These are just examples.
天灾人祸。
Natural disasters and man-made disasters.
不要说天灾了，刚才我们所说的。
Let's not just look at the natural disasters.
就讲人祸好了。
Let's talk about man-made disasters.
不是到处有枪杀案吗？
There are so many killings.
两年前，就在我们那，我住在 North Virginia 那边附近的一个村，一个小孩子二年级的偷了妈妈的枪到学校去杀了同学，还杀他的老师。
I live in North Virginia, and 2 years ago, there is a child who's in fourth grade.Who stole his mom's gun and went on a shooting spree and killed his classmates and his teachers.
多可怕！
How horrifying!
专家都没有有方法可以预测这些的灾祸，更没有把握能够清除这些灾祸。
And there are no experts who can predict or control these disasters.
为什么这么多的困难，这么多的患难呢？
Why do we have so many hardships and disasters?
想到这世界的末日，世界的末日就不就是这些象征吗？
It is in the fallen world. This is what symbolizes a fallen world.
在我们的生命当中，不断的遇到这些困难。
We will continuously encounter these hardships.
对，我们就可以想到，面对这些困难，要胜过这些困难，依靠自己根本就是不可能的。
For us to face these difficulties and to overcome these difficulties, to rely on ourselves, it's impossible.
所以没有办法胜过这些困难，就不是我们讲人是无法胜天的。
Men cannot do everything.
在这世界上。这样的日子搞得我们生命不是很疲倦很厌累不是吗
And life like this makes us tired and exhausted in this world.
对自己的生命不是很失望吗
And we're disappointed in ourselves.
自己也没有精神也没有动力
And we have no energy and no motivation.
所以在撒加利亚这边教导我们这么说：万军之耶和华不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事啊。
And in Zechariah it says, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
上帝的大能让我们能够胜过这一些的困难。
That the power of God helps us to overcome these.
所以记得要依靠上帝。
So remember, you have to rely on God.
不再依靠自己了。
And no, do not rely on yourself anymore.
那这里，所以依靠主的灵，凡事才能得胜啊。
That it is only by living by the Spirit of God can we overcome all things.
因为神的应许、啊、
Because of God's promise.
让我们不需要看环境怎么样。
We don't have to look at the circumstance.
不需要看问题、
We don't have to look at the problem.
就能在神的应许当中。
And in God's promise.
Okay, 化疑为善。
And we can turn the danger into goodness and into safety.
对，这是感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为神的应许让我们怎么样改变你的眼光，看重神的应许。
Because of God's promise, you change what you can see.
听从他的话，
To obey his words.
他会帮助你。
And he will help you.
每个人不能解决不同的问题，不同的困难，但是耶稣基督带给我们的是一条美丽的出路。
Everyone, the Lord, that you cannot solve all your problems, and everyone has different problems. But what the Lord gives us is a way out.
看看保罗在罗马监狱里面所碰到的困难，然后他自己怎么说
？Let's look at Paul and what he says about his difficulties when he was imprisoned.
在罗马八章三十五节，他这么说。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 35, he says,
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是切身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
看看保罗的信心。
Look at Paul's faith.
依靠神复活大能胜过这一些困难。
To rely on the power of God's resurrection to overcome these difficulties.
但是三十五节是这么讲，更重要的关键就在罗马书第八章的三十七节。
Even though verse 35 says this, what is more important is in Romans chapter 8 verse 37.
这儿他说。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得怎么样胜有余了。
It says, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
对，那我们看下一页，你看，我们感谢主，得胜原文是怎么样？是控制的意思。
What does the word overcome mean? In the original text, overcome means control.
不是打仗这样打了赢了就算了，不是这个意思。
It's not that you fight a war and you just win it.
是压倒性的得胜。
It is a crushing victory.
使我们成为得胜者。
So that we can become overcomers.
不是依靠自己。
Not by ourselves.
乃是依靠着那加给我们力量。凡是多能的主耶稣基督。
But it is by Lord Jesus Christ who has given us the power to do all things.
因为在主耶稣基督，你我们每一个人都是新造的人。
Because in Christ Jesus, you and I are all newborn.
所以我们有新的大能，从主耶稣来，可以胜过这一切。
Because therefore we have the great power, the new power that comes from Jesus Christ that can overcome all of this.
所以我们就成为得胜者。
And then we become overcomers.
你晓得这个人打球很厉害，对不对？
You know this person is a great player.
对，打篮球的，到处都得胜。
And he's a basketball player.
晓得他吗？林书豪。
This is Jeremy Lin.
啊，那你再按一下，你看看，总是得胜。
And he's always overcoming.
我们靠着主耶稣基督可以胜过一切的困难，我们都是这样。
And through Lord Jesus Christ, we are all overcomers.
林世豪只一手，我们是两手，双手。
Even though Jeremy Lin is only raising one arm, we can raise both.
所以看这里，我们就感到，人们常常说江山易改，本性难移。
That people always say that the world can change, but the essence of your personality cannot change.
因为人在江湖里面常是身不由己。
Because we cannot help ourselves.
常常我们想想，我们自己做神儿女，在我们祷告会里面都在讲些什么？
What do we say in our prayer meetings?
我们可以常常听到这么说，年轻的时候说改变世界祷告。
We often hear that from the youngsters that they want to change the world.
成家以后就为了自己的家祷告。
And then after married, people pray for their families.
老年人像我这样的话，大部分人都喜欢为自己得着改善而祷告。
And then the elders would pray to change themselves.
对，首先我们想想。要改变别人根本不可能嘛。
First, we have to understand that it is impossible to change others.
一定要从自己的改变才开始啊。
You have to start with yourself.
圣灵来了，怎么样？要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判、为自己责备自己啊。
What does the scripture say? When the Holy Spirit comes,He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
约翰在这里所讲的提醒我们。
How does John remind us here?
有圣灵住在我们心里面，我们就不用害怕。为什么？他会帮助我们改变，因为我们的软弱。向主说，主啊，改变我。
And when the Holy Spirit is living within us, then we don't have to be afraid. We say to the Lord, Lord, change me.
你想，你今天早上开车子来教会。
You drove your car to the church today.
车子要半路坏了怎么办？
What happens if the car breaks down halfway?
太严重了，赶快送原厂去修。
And people would say, send it back to the dealership to get fixed.
这边小小的修车厂没办法。
But if the car factory can't help it.
所以同样的，上帝是创造我们的生命的主宰。
The same way that Lord Jesus Christ is the creator who has created our life.
所以我们要回到原来创造我们的上帝的面前。
So therefore, we must return to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the creator.
靠着他，我们才能得到改变。
And only through him can we be changed.
别忘记了哈，你看，首第二这里，不要笑话这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们怎么样查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这是保罗在罗马书十二章二节提醒我们的。
This is what Paul reminds of in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
我们读圣经，这里面就在告诉我们，要这样才能完完全全在神的面前得到改变。
And the scripture tells us that this is how we can completely come before the Lord to be changed.
其次，上帝改变人的第二点就在这里。
And then the second point of the change is here.
对，那这里首先就是耶稣基督为你们，是我们每一个人生命的主。
So first, Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of all lives.
要重生，因为若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We have to experience to be born again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old one has gone, and the new has come.
这是多么有福气的礼物到我们身上。
What a blessed gift it is to have come to us.
对，所以感谢主哈。
So therefore we thank the Lord.
有主复活的大能的生命在我们的生命里头。
The power of God's resurrected life is in our life.
使你我都成为新造的人。
So that you and I are all newborn people.
而且不但更新变化，而且会带来了结果子。
And not only renewed, but also to bear fruits.
结果子的生命。
It is a life that bears fruit.
而且结的到处累累的。
And to bear it richly.
常常我在看我家的无花果结果子，我就想起这段经文。
And when I see the fig tree in our house bearing fruits, I think of this verse.
还跟魏弟兄在讲，哎，有空到我们家来看我们家的无花果。
I tell Brother Wei that when he gets a chance to come to our house to look at the fig tree.
去年结多少果子，你晓不晓得？
Do you know how much fruit it bore last year?
超过1500个。
More than 1,500.
吃都吃不完，分都分不完。
And you can't finish eating it. Can't even give it all away.
何况主父的大能在我们身上，我们能结的果子，不是比这个还要多吗？
And when the power of God's life comes into our life, we will bear even more fruits than that.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他万能的权柄在我们身上。
His almighty authority is on us.
其次，第二点。
And then,
要有这样的改变，是你自己，我自己的选择，你的决定。
To change is your decision.
因为常然这些拦阻都是我们自己，所以自己还在抱怨，不晓得是自己的结果。
Because these difficulties is because of our complaint.
自己没有做确定，结果这样一拖延，一拖延。
It is because of our decisions and the delays and the procrastination.
结果拦阻了神复活大能要在我们身上运作，因为我们不做这样的决定。
Because we don't make the decision, then we obstruct God's great power to be in our lives.
所以，亲爱的兄姐们，不要再拖延了。
So, brothers and sisters, do not procrastinate anymore.
就说是我要决策，我要选择神的复活大能在我身上改变我。
Just say yes. I want the great power of God's resurrection to be in my life.
我来改变。
Let me change.
让我的弟兄姐妹都改变。
And then let brothers and sisters change.
让我的邻居朋友都改变。
Let my neighbors change.
乡村接着改变。
And the village change.
城市改变。
And the city changes.
这世界就改变了，不是吗？
And the world changes.
这是非常重要，你的决策太重要了。
Your decision is so important.
对，所以第二点是复活的大能。可以让我们克服这一切我们所面对的困难。
So the power of God's resurrection can help us to overcome all the difficulties that we face.
第三点就是上帝复活的大能可以改变你的性情。
And that is the power of God's resurrection can change your character.
正如刚才我们讲的，决定是在你自己。
So therefore, as we said, the decision is up to you.
所以加拉太书六章十五节、十六节这里这么说：要割离，不受割离都无关紧要。要紧的就是做新造的人，凡照上离而行的，愿平安、怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。
As Galatians chapter 6, verse 15 and 16 says, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation, peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, even to the Israel of God.
是，谢谢，哦，真是。所以耶稣基督复活的大能可以改变我们的过去，没错。
It is right that Christ Jesus and the power of his resurrection is sufficient to change our past.
更能够胜过我们现在的软弱。
And it can overcome our current weaknesses.
而且更进一步可以改变我们的性情。
And one more step forward, it can change our characters.
因为信了耶稣，接受了耶稣的救恩。
Because once you believe Jesus,
圣灵就住在我们心里。
Then the Holy Spirit lives in us.
让我们委身跟随基督。
So that we will follow him.
我们就有新生命的开始。
And we have a new life that will begin.
成为重生的基督徒。
To be a born again Christian.
这是我们新生命的开始。
That is the beginning of being born again.
接着就进到成熟的阶段。
And then we enter a stage of maturity.
因为在生命不断的更新，不断的长进，成为神所喜悦的儿女。
Because in a process of continuous renewal and continuous growth, we become children who are pleasing to the Lord.
所以很重要，你看看，我们这样的生命的改变，成为新造的人，有两个的祝福。到我们有平安，有怜悯，再给我们。
And the scripture tells us that when we become such a newborn person, there are two blessings that will come to us, and that is peace and mercy.
要改变。
To change.
想想什么人可以得到神的改变呢？
Who can be changed?
首先就是跟神合作的人。
Those who are collaborating with the Lord can be changed.
你想，你跟你的好朋友一起合作做事，不是很好吗？
If think about the partners that you work together.
你跟上帝是不是很亲戚，很亲近？
Are you close to the Lord?
一起合作吗？
Do you partner with him?
想建立像伙伴一样的关系。
Like a friendship.
与他合作，不就是吗？
And that is what it means to be in partnership with him.
就一起完成我们生命改变的计划。
And to together complete the plan to change our lives.
啊，腓立比书二章十二节十三节这里跟我们说。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, it says.
这样看来，没关系，中文。
Therefore.
对，我念一下啊。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，多是神在你们心中运行，因为要成就他的美意。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
这里就想到上帝的复活的大能在我们心里可以改变我们的性情。
And here it tells us that the power of God's resurrection can change our character.
因为做成这个字原来在希腊文的意思是这样没关系但更重要就是完成做透这样就完成了
And the word finished worked out in the original Greek means that a thing has been settled it has been done
对不是中途而废是坚持到底
And it is to not give up in the middle, but to persist to the end.
圆圆满满的完成。
To complete it.
对，所以顺服怎么样？神拯救我们，叫我们不再沾染污秽，乃是叫我们成为圣洁。
So to obey, it is that God has saved us so that we are no longer in sin, but that we can be holy.
你我信耶稣，就是因为我们顺服，我们信徒也当这样的信服，活出耶稣在我们生命中的救恩。
We believe in the Lord, and that is in obedience to Him. And as disciples, we should also be obedient so that we can live out His salvation.
对， 所以记住，我们要做成是这个意思，是顺服意的顺服的意思，没关系。所以神的应许这个字比较不清楚，没关系，我慢慢来看。所以没关系，来，神的应许不论有多少，在基督里是的，所以记着他也多是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
这里 Amen 很有意思，我很喜欢。
This word Amen here is very interesting. I really like it.
神的应许，你晓得 Amen 什么意思吗？
Do you know what the word Amen means?
完成了。
It is finished.
我很喜欢我的奶奶。
I very much like my grandma.
她不会讲国语，她就讲台湾话。
She doesn't speak Mandarin. She only speaks Taiwanese.
她是客家人。
She is a Hokkien.
她祷告完了就说：“心所愿，这是我心所愿。”
So what she would say in her dialect is, "It is as I wish."
你这样的祷告，结果神的应许就是可以支取。可以应验的，可以运用出来的。
And it is your prayer that can be taken, that can be fulfilled, that can be applied.
因为在基督耶稣里的圣洁都是是的。
Because the righteousness in God, it is all yes.
因为成为诚实、愿意与神合作人，就可以得着的。
Because it is in the maturity of God, in maturity in Christ, that we can be fulfilled.
好，下一页很感伤。所以，当你得着改变的时候，你切望祷告蒙垂听，不是吗？
And therefore, when you have received, you should pray.
所以，耶稣在马太七章七节他这么说：“你们祈求，就给你们。”寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
So therefore, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you."
你像这样的祈求神的应许，你不说阿门才怪呢。
Are you not going to say amen to such a promise?
所以我们要祷告、寻找、叩门，对。人必须要做自己的部分，神就会完成他的部分。
So we need to seek, we need to knock the door, and we need to ask. Men need to do our part so that God can do His part.
所以约翰十六章二十四节这里这么说：向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So in John chapter 16, verse 24, it says, "Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete."
好，从这边一点、两点、三点，我们讲到神、上帝复活的大能可以完成的这些事情。那我们来想想看，来，我们将这些话写给你，使你们。的喜乐充足，约翰一书里面所写的。
So we have looked at the three points of God's great power of resurrection and what it can do for us. So now let's look at this. We write this to make our joy.
好，是。那这里有一个人，就今天很重要的一个见证。
And there's a person here who is a very important testimony today.
中文把它换他的第一名字叫立刻。Nick.
And his name is Nick.
他的父母亲原来是在南斯拉夫里面的人，在希腊北边。
His parents are from Yugoslavia, which is north of Greece.
二次大战结束，因为共产从俄国打进东欧。
At the end of World War II, Russia attacked through the northern part of Europe.
所以他父母亲就离开那里，移民到澳洲。
And his parents left to migrate to Australia.
他们住在墨尔本，就澳洲的最南端、东南端的一个大港口。
They live in Melbourne, which is the southern harbor, a port city in Australia.
后来，他们生了一个儿子。
And then they gave birth to a child.
妈妈怀孕，好高兴。
And the mother was so joyful when she was pregnant.
后来时间到了，就到产房去，医院的产房去了。
And then when the time came, she went to the hospital.
当孩子生下来
，When the child was born,
妈妈看到新生儿，吓到都不敢去碰这新生婴儿。
And when the mother saw the child, she was so shocked that she did not dare to touch him.
你晓得为什么吗
？Do you know why?
他生下来没双手，没双脚。
Because he was born without arms and legs.
是四肢缺陷症。
And he was born with the disease of missing all the limbs.
爸爸虽然是牧师。
Even though the father was a pastor.
看到这个新生儿。
And when he saw this newborn baby.
吓到跑出产房，跑到医院的大客厅里面大嚎啕大哭。
And he ran out of the delivery room into the lobby of the hospital and cried.
看，他慢慢终于被成长，看到自己四肢缺乏症。
And as this child grew, he realized that he is without limbs.
婴儿的时候也不能爬，也不能动，也不能走。
And when he was a baby, he couldn't walk, he couldn't crawl, he couldn't do anything.
都被人家歧视。
And he was prejudiced, discriminated against.
慢慢长大了。
And as he grew.
到了十岁的时候，心里好痛苦。
And when he was 10, he was very suffering in his heart.
爬到水桶里面要自杀。
And he wanted to crawl into a bucket, a water bucket to commit suicide.
结果没死。
But then he didn't die.
后来听到福音。
And then he heard the gospel.
他生命改变了。
And then his life changed.
他怎么改变呢？
How did he change?
下面一个影集，我们请他们打开来，我们一起看。
And there's a video. Let's open this, turn on this video to watch.
I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to have a life.
谢谢。来，我们看下一页，还再跳过去一页，再跳过一页。对，看立刻。
Let's look at Nick.
他虽然手脚没有非常有限
，Even though he has great limitations, he has no arms and no legs.
他虽然肉体上有限。
Even though he is limited in his flesh,
肉体的生命被限制了。
Even though his body is limited,
然而他属灵的生命却一天一天的长进。
But his spiritual life was growing and maturing,
成为神的重要使者。
To be a warrior and a messenger for God,
到各处去宣教。
To preach all over the world,
在欧洲，在澳洲。
In Australia, in Europe,
在菲律宾。在日本
，in Philippines, in Japan，
跑到缅甸、印度都去了。
He went to Cambodia. He went to India.
成为神所重用的一个宣教师。
To become an important preacher for the Lord.
来，我们按一下，看看下面。他虽然没有手，他可以做这些，哈。
Even though he had no hands, he can still do these.
他说：“我虽然没手。”不能抓我太太的手，但是我可以抓她的心。
He said, even though I have no hand to hold my wife's hand, but I can hold on to her heart.
在日本认识了这个女孩，结了婚了。
And he met this wife. He met his wife in Japan, and they got married.
好漂亮的姑娘，真是美丽的新娘。
And such a beautiful bride.
结了婚了。
And after they were married,
然后看下一页，有个孩子了。
And they have a child.
不止，现在有四个了。
And now he has four children.
神的祝福超乎你我的想象。
The blessings of God far surpasses what you and I can imagine.
在肉体上是有限。
He is limited in his body.
请问你的肉体的生命不是有限吗
？Let me ask you, are we not limited in our flesh？
请问是不是每个人都很会游泳
？Can everyone swim？
才不一定呢，有的人都吓得下了水就吓坏了。
Not necessarily. Some people are afraid of water.
有的人很会打篮球。
Some people really know how to play basketball.
我不会。
I don't.
你看，我们肉体的生命不是有很有限吗？
Even our bodies are limited.
然而看他的肉体虽然四肢有缺陷
Even though he is handicapped because he has no limbs.
可是在灵命里面有神的大能恩典在他身上
But there is the great power of resurrection in his life.
超乎你我想象的
Surpassing what you and I can imagine.
我们看下一页。这里提醒我们
Here it reminds us.
耶利米书讲，耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
虽然我们肉体上有限，神巴不得我们灵命生命一天一天的成长，在神的祝福里头。
Even though our bodies are limited, the Lord wants us to grow spiritually day by day.
然后在我们的身上可以显出神的作为来。
And then on us to be able to manifest His plan.
好，我们看下一页。所以我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We know that as and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
你看，这是罗马书里面保罗所写的，提醒我们。
And this is what Paul reminds us of in the book of Romans.
对，这经文的触动我们心，叫我们确信所有的什么运气的机会的巧合的这些倒霉了，这些都不是。发生在我们生命上的。
The verses touches our hearts, and whether it's luck or opportunity or coincidence or these unfortunate events in our lives.
因为保罗自己的信心里面，在他身上显出神的作为来。
But because of Paul's faith, that he is able to manifest God's work in his life.
弟兄姐妹们，神也巴不得在你我每个人的身上显出神的作为来。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord also wants to manifest His life in your life and my life.
所以他生下来没手没脚，但是神确实要成为生命勇敢的战士。
Nick was born without arms and legs, but he became a warrior in life.
他自己赞美主，神给他力量，可以做神的勇士。
That he praises the Lord, that he can be a warrior for the Lord.
同样的也是这样，让我们有基督的生命在我们当中，得救的生命在我们身上，有神的大能在我们身上。
Let us also pray that God's life, His resurrected life, His great power is also in our lives.
所以我们要归荣耀给神，因为他使用我们每一位能做美好的见证。
We have to give the glory to the Lord because He can use each one of us to be His witness.
让我们在世上看千万颗的心灵都在神的眷顾保守当中。
So that we can see that the world is under His protection and grace.
对，所以在这里，我们呢，看到尼克是这么样的，有信心。虽然肉体有缺陷，可是灵命成长这么的，有神的大能在身上。
So we see Nick's faith. We see even though he is so limited in his body, that he is able to grow in such a way spiritually.
成为神所使用的勇敢的有勇气的战士。
So that he can become a brave and faithful warrior in the Lord.
为神做美好的见证。
And to be a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
那我们呢？
And then what about us?
你呢？
What about you?
我呢？他呢？
Me and him.
我们的肉体的生命不是比他更完全更完美吗？
Isn't our body better than his?
那我们的灵命呢？
But what about our spiritual life?
是不是像立刻这样成长，有神父的大能在我们身上？
And are we growing like he does, and so that the great power of God's resurrected life is on us?
在肉体上一看，这些的女士们个个都是美女。
If you look at the girls, they're all beautiful.
这个男士们个个都是帅哥。
And all the boys are handsome.
这是肉体的生命。
But that is the flesh.
实在属灵的生命是怎么了？
But what about the spiritual life?
我们有没有看重属灵的生命呢？
Do we care about the spiritual life?
像立刻这样有智慧。要走神的道路，有神的使用。
Like Nick's wisdom to be able to want to walk the spiritual life.
我们看下一页。因为若是尚未得到耶稣基督的救恩，这时候希望你来到耶稣面前认罪，得到耶稣基督的赦免，得到他救恩。
If you still have not received the grace of the salvation of Jesus Christ, then I pray that you will receive His forgiveness.
约翰一书里面第九节这么讲：我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
In 1 John, it says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
你若还没有得到神的赦免，得到基督耶稣的救恩，这是时候。
If you have not received the salvation of Jesus Christ, this is the time.
若是你已经得到救恩，感谢主。
If you have already received the salvation, then praise the Lord.
为什么呢？这里讲得到洗净罪得到赦免这是一大的福气
Because if your sins are forgiven then it is a blessing
因为神已经洗净我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
Because the Lord has cleansed all of our sin all of our unrighteousness
所以晓得借着上帝获得大能可以改变你的生命不就是这样吗
So therefore, through the great power of God's resurrection, you can change your life.
若是你有生命得到改变了，感谢主。
If your life has been changed by the Lord, we thank the Lord.
我们看下一页。这里，为什么？因为你已经得到耶稣的救恩。
If you have already received His salvation.
那下一个步骤就问你，那你的重生的生命长进了没有
？Then the next question is, has your renewed life been growing spiritually?
请问这些爸爸们、妈妈们，小孩子出生三个月、六个月、三岁、六岁都不会长大，你不是会很伤心吗
？If I ask the parents, if there is a baby who is 3 months, 6 months, 6 years, 12 years old, but the baby never grows up, the baby never grows, would the parent be sad?
所以在希伯来书六章一节这么说。
So Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 says,
是上帝希望我们竭力追求灵命的成长，因为我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
It says that the Lord Jesus would want, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
下一页看看。这里在提醒我们，就保罗在罗马书里面又说，效法他儿子的模样，我们成长要像这样啊，对。
And Romans says to conform to the likeness of his son.
的确，在我们的一般的生活，你们常常有困难，但是我们依靠神，复活大能，不怕苦，不用害怕。
Of course, we will encounter difficulties in our lives, but through God by relying on him that we can live out his power.
所以完全怀着顺服的心来到主面前就得到这些解决不就是吗
Then it is to come before him with the faithful heart of obedience to be able to resolve the problems.
在主面前这些问题都解决了嘛
Because before the Lord all of these problems will be solved.
我们会得到他的帮助啊
We can receive him.
对，环境的困难挑战很多，可是上帝对我们的信心期待，所以我们要有活泼的信心，不能只靠只是要胜过而已。
So the circumstances and the challenges will always be there, but the faithful heart that the Lord has given us, the living and faithful heart, that it is not just to overcome.
我们要成为成熟的结的果子，成为怎么样？结果子很多，会得影响力啊。
That we have to bear fruits, we have to mature and grow, and that so that we can also influence others.
我们活着的信心就是紧紧的依靠主耶稣基督。
The faith that we have in life is to hold tight unto Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣是我们得胜，是我们成功，是我们生命透过神的话语，还有透过圣灵和环境来改变这一切。
Because Jesus Christ is our overcomer. He is our success. It is through His word that we can change the circumstance in our lives.
各位弟兄姐妹，
在 Brothers and sisters,
在主里面
in the Lord,
依靠上帝复活的大能
by relying on the great power of God's resurrection,
可以胜过这一切
we can overcome all of this.
让我们靠主一起来努力，来跑，奔跑我们在世上的路程，好吧？
Like, let us rely on Him to together run the course in this world.
加油，加油！Go, go, go.
Oh, go, go.
哎，嘉宾，干嘛嘞？干嘛嘞 ？Go, go, go. 啊，愿神祝福你们。我们看下一页。
May the Lord bless us.
对，愿神祝福你们恩上加恩。
May the Lord bless all of you and grace upon grace.
来，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱主，我们的感谢。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在我们肉体生命虽然这么有限
，Even though our bodies are so limited.
多少时候碰到许许多多的困难
？Many times we encounter so many difficulties.
多少的挫折，多少的伤心
？How many setbacks and much sadness.
感谢神
Thank the Lord.
依靠你复活大能，可以超越这一切，克服这一切。
By through the great power of your resurrection, we can surpass all of this. We can overcome all of this.
让我们的信心在你里头日日的增长。
So that our faith in you can grow daily.
成为你勇敢的战士，在这世上。
To become great warriors in this world.
成为你重用的器皿。
To become your precious instrument,
也是成为你复活生命的见证者
and to become witnesses of your resurrected life.
因为我们在你里头是个得胜者
because in you we are overcomers.
我们感谢主的恩典
we thank the Lord for your grace.
我们感恩
we thank you for your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门
pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.